75cl bottles. Max 36 in store, 6 online. Ends 13th of October. Please drink responsibly.
You could be £15,000 richer this autumn. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Win Plus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Ian Dale on LBC. Text 84850.
24 minutes past seven on LBC. Somebody says here that documentary is also on the BBC iPlayer, so you can watch it in several different places. Oh, and it is on Netflix, someone else says, so I wasn't wrong in the first place. I think we can all remember back to October the 7th. It was a Saturday. And as soon as I switched the television on, I think it was about midday, I mean, I was just transfixed because I couldn't believe that these kind of events could be happening, but they certainly were. 1,200 people lost their lives. 234 people were taken hostage. 97 of them are still unaccounted for. Nobody knows how many of them are still alive. Those are inevitably events that change the world, but how? Now, you can also argue the Israeli response to it has also changed the world. I'm not getting away from that at all. But I think on the anniversary, let's just be careful about the things that we say on this, because I was outraged today when I saw one of these digital screen vans in Charing Cross Road on my way into LBC, and it was just full on every screen. It said sort of Israeli genocide in Gaza. And I'm thinking, really, today of all days, you really think that that's appropriate to do? Luckily, the driver wasn't there. Otherwise, he might have had a bit of a tongue lashing. But anyway, let's go to Adam in Hackney. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Thank you for your show.
What would you like to say?
I think the world has changed a lot. I think the world is in quite a bad place now. First of all, in Israel, it surely changed Israel. The people of Israel think differently since October 7th. And I think the Western world is quite delusional when it comes to the whole situation. David Lammy was talking about peace. Since October 7th, I think that most people in Israel don't think peace is viable, at least not now. I also believe Benjamin Netanyahu he might not want peace now. I don't think he's against peace. I don't think he's against a two-state solution. But it's all delusional.
I take people at their words, and he's actually said overtly that he doesn't believe in a two-state solution.
Right, okay, could be. I'm talking about talking about peace now. Biden's busy talking about ceasefires and David Lammy, and it has to be a political solution. Bring us the solution. There is no solution. There's no Palestinian leadership that you could sit down with. They're not interested in peace. Not Hamas, not Hezbollah, not Iran. No one is interested in peace. And that's what Israel saw on October 7th. There was Oslo Accords. There's been multiple times where Israel has tried to make peace, and it didn't work out. They saw that the only way is to eradicate Hamas, eradicate Hezbollah. And that's what they're working on.
And the plan but there is the Palestinian... There is a Palestinian Authority leadership on the West Bank, formerly the PLO, led by Mahmoud Abbas.
Who are paying for terrorists, are paying thousands of dollars for terrorists who kill innocent civilians. They are a terrorist organization as much as Hamas.
Well, they're clearly not. I mean, that is a complete mischaracterization. They may do a lot of things that you and I might disagree with, but they are certainly not the same as Hamas or Hezbollah.
If they have a pay-for-slave program for terrorists who kill innocent civilians, tell me what they are. What are they? They pay
I can't think of a word to describe them, but that they are not the same kind of organization as Hamas or Hezbollah. So that, and they have been, we all know that there have been back channels to the Palestinian Authority over the years, and there have been discussions between the Israeli government and them. Now, I don't see much prospect of those bringing any peaceful solution in the next few months or even maybe years, but they're the only people that can be talked to, aren't they?
They might be the only people. I believe they are also not interested in peace. I mean, look at the West Bank. The West Bank is full of terrorists. Hamas has got strongholds there. They're busy. I mean, they haven't shown any leadership there either. So I don't think they are any. At the moment, there's no leadership in the Palestinian world who can do anything.
Somebody sent in a text.
It's a sad reality, but people don't like reality. It might be uncomfortable, the reality, but that's the situation at the moment.
Somebody sent a text saying, ask Adam if he thinks the illegal settlers are terrorists.
Some of them might be. There have been settlers who have killed Palestinians. I would say they are terrorists. Mm. But there surely aren't terrorist organizations, which are whole organizations based on killing civilians. And
that's the problem. When you've got people on both sides who are willing to kill or injure, then no wonder you get an impasse. And it's going to take a new generation of political leaders, I think, in both Israel and Palestine, to change anything at all. And I don't see that happening in the next few years either. Adam, thank you very much indeed. Text here from Meg in Crouch End. This man's story, I think she's talking about Eitan Halley there, and the way he's telling it is so real and honest. It's the first story that has really taken me back to that day. We need more people like him with the calmness to speak and share their perspective. And he was incredibly calm, wasn't he? You try and put yourself in that situation. You've been through such a traumatic event, and to remain so calm, I think is actually quite heroic. I'm not sure I'd be capable of doing that. So we'll come to more of your calls in a moment. We're asking, how have the events of 1 year ago today changed the world? 0345 6060 973. We'll also be speaking to Aggie Chambray, our political correspondent, about the departure of Sue Gray as Keir Starmer's chief of staff. It's 7:31 on LBC. News headlines with Amelia Cox.
The Foreign Secretary has told LBC all efforts are going in to stop a regional crisis and a further escalation in the Middle East. David Lammy says he believes 90% of a ceasefire deal is there on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attacks. Eight teenagers are being treated in hospital after a school bus crash in County Down. 43 students plus the driver are on board when it overturned in Carrador earlier. And a GP has been found guilty of a series of indecent assaults against seven patients in Berkshire. 65-year-old Dr. Stephen Cox has been sentenced to 22 years for the assault of women during routine examinations in the 80s and 90s. LBC weather, heavy rain spreading across the south and Northern Ireland tonight. Drier elsewhere with patchy rain lingering in the far north. Lows of 4 degrees.
LBC.
OK, which is clearer? One or two?
Two.
Three.